Port Orcas third baseman John McKee.
The Northwoods League first stepped to the plate 11 years ago with five teams in Wisconsin, Minnesota, and Iowa. Today there are 10 teams and plans to add more next year. The three most popular teams are all in Wisconsin: the Madison Mallards, the La Crosse Loggers, and the Wisconsin Woodchucks in Wausau. Fans in Superior don't have far to go to see the Duluth Huskies. Part of the reason for the league's popularity is its ability to hold down costs. Northwoods League players are actually college baseball players honing their skills in the summer. Dick Raddatz is the league's president and founder. He says for the players to maintain their amateur status, they can't be paid.
And that's the reason we're able to survive, and the reason that the budgets are so much lower is that we have no salaries, and we can eliminate a lot of the player-related expenses that go along with that.
Northwoods League teams take that savings and pass it on to their customers. You can get a seat right behind home plate at a Madison Mallards game for $6. Teams are also able to put a lot of their profits into sprucing up some formerly run-down ballparks. The Mallards play in Warner Park, deemed unfit by three minor league teams over the years who moved to shiny new stadiums in far-flung cities. Mallards general manager Vern Stenman says instead of turning up its nose, his team decided to embrace its friendly confines.
The teams were not drawing any fans, not really getting the community support, and then going to the city and saying, give me more, you know, give me a new stadium, give me improvements at Warner Park, whatever. And the city said, no, you know, why would we do that? Nobody cares about you guys right now. And with us, we've kind of taken the approach that we have to approve a lot of things to a lot of people.
Like a lot of other teams, the Mallards have invested some of their profits into popular party decks, where fans can pay a little extra for food, refreshments, and a festive atmosphere. And it's paying off. More than 10,000 fans came to a Mallards game last month, setting an all-time amateur baseball attendance record. Since then, the Madison Fire Department has limited capacity at 5,000 fans for safety's sake.
Oh, that's out of here. That's out of here. No, it's not. Oh, right up.
Some fans, like Madison's Terry Gleason, think there's a human element to the league's popularity. She says people relate better to college players than professionals.
I just think their involvement in our community has really helped bring a lot of action out here. They do a lot of promotions with the kids. Right now they're involved in a couple camps. They had one out at Kiva yesterday and they had one out here today. And they're free camps and the kids can bat with the Mallards.
Dick Raddatz says it's likely a combination of those reasons why the Northwoods League is more popular in places like Madison and Wausau than their more big-time predecessors.
Even though we do have a quote-unquote lesser product than the Midwest League, I don't know if people are truly coming for the product as much as they are coming for the experience of baseball and the entertainment that we're providing and the fan-friendly prices. I look at the game as just an excuse for the event.
Which is not to say there isn't a good product on the field. Vern Stedman.
If this were a basketball developmental league, you know, Devin Harris would be playing in this league, or you know, if it were football, it'd be Lee Evans. I mean, these are the best guys in the country. The Major League Baseball draft was just 2 weeks ago, and we had 14 guys that had played for us over the last 3 years get drafted in the Major League Baseball draft.
The Northwoods League plans to become more popular in Wisconsin in the future. The league will likely expand in Eau Claire next season, and someday, maybe in Waukesha. Terry Bell, Wisconsin Public Radio.